Welcome back to the second part of the Townships at 12 for today. And in this second half of the show, I will be talking with Kathleen Keenan, one of the organizers for the St. Patrick Society of Richmond. And Kathleen will be talking about the month-long festival starting on Saturday, March 1st. We will start off the second part of today's show with Bing Crosby, Irish Eyes Are Smiling, and we will hear the interview about the festival right after the song. So please stay tuned. You're listening to The Cube, 88.9 FM.
Sure, 'tis like a morn in spring in the lilt of Irish laughter. You can hear the angels sing when Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal your heart.
And today I'm very pleased to welcome Kathleen Keenan to the Townships at 12. Now, Kathleen today will be talking about the St. Patrick Society of Richmond and all the month-long festivities. So welcome, Kathleen.
Good morning and thank you.
Now, could you tell us a little bit about the St. Patrick Society of Richmond and its history in the community?
Yes, the St. Patrick Society was founded in 1877. And it's alive and doing well and has been growing every year. Organized an Irish Heritage Festival since 2018. And this is the biggest year yet. We've got 23 events running over 23 days. The first one kicks off on Saturday, March 1st. And the last event is on Sunday, March 23rd. And there are events for everyone. We celebrate local heritage. We celebrate local artists. And it's an interactive festival, so there are lots of things where people can sing together, dance together, do creative art, all the time experiencing the joy of being together as a community.
What a wonderful festival and a great way to kick off spring, too. Now, what makes the Richmond St. Patrick celebration unique compared to others in Quebec, do you think?
This one's very much community-based, and it's very much about celebrating local artists, the volunteers who are involved in this at the community level. It wouldn't happen without them. They make a huge difference. And it involves the whole community. There are activities in English and French. There are activities that are bilingual. There are people from all of the community who come together to make this a celebration for everyone.
Mm-hmm. And it's one of the biggest in Quebec, is it, or I've heard?
Definitely the most fun.
It definitely is a lot of fun. Now, the festival lasts an entire month. That is just awesome. What are some of the key events people can look forward to?
So there are events celebrating music, storytelling, art, heritage, history. They start this coming Saturday and run through till the 23rd. There are events mainly on the weekends. And the biggest weekend, of course, is going to be the weekend before St. Patrick's Day, which is from the 14th till the 16th. Really big. So Saturday and Sunday of that weekend have lots of things going on that would be of interest to everyone.
Okay. What about the music? Can you tell us a little bit about the music? I read the program, and it's a lot of different types of music.
So there's both musics that are fun to be there as a spectator, and that's particularly true for the kitchen party at the Centre de Dalles on Saturday night, the 15th. We're going to have two groups playing. One is a local group who play trad music, and they're fabulous. And then the second act is a group with two musicians from Sherbrooke and one of the national fiddlefoot champion people, Louis Schreier. And they also have a dancer with them who's a step dancer and a percussionist. So that's going to be a fabulous evening. Really fun to be there as a spectator. And of course, you can dance and clap and have a good time on that level too. But there are also a number of other activities taking place where people can participate. There's a jam session, which is open to everyone. Any musician who'd like to come and sit in is more than welcome. That's taking place on Friday the 7th. There's also an introduction to Irish dance and Quebecois dance, which is being led by Donna Zubrick, who's a local professional dance leader and does a lot of work with trad stuff. That's on Sunday at 10 o'clock, and that one's particularly geared to families, so very basic intro stuff. And there's also line dancing for youth with Linzo on Friday the 14th. So there are lots of opportunities for people to... and there's an open mic as well on the 21st, the Friday night at 6 o'clock at the Café des Rêves. So people come and tell stories, play music, sing a song. It's all very community-oriented and a great time for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a lot of family activities, so that's wonderful. Now, the parade, that's always a big highlight. What can people expect from this year's parade? And I believe it's on the 16th.
Yes, it's on Sunday the 16th. And really, Sunday the 16th is an all-day event. You want to bring lunch so you can really participate. So there's an Irish music concert, which is at 10:15, with Aaron Maloney, who's fabulous on the organ, and Adam Charette-Côté, who plays trumpet. And the sound of that and the acoustics in the St. Vivian Church are just stirring. It gives you a great launch to the day. Then you can move on to a Heritage Artisans Showcase, which is on Main Street at 335 Main Street in Richmond. That's open from 10 till 3, so people can stop in on their way by to see other events. At noon, there's an outdoor bandstand show at the little park on Main Street at Tessé-Denis-Thibault. And that's a fabulous outdoor show with some interaction stuff there, too. So we've got pipers, we've got a choral group. Donna Zubik will lead a demo of a trad dance outdoors. Last year, there were a whole lot of people who participated in that, so I expect to even more this year. For the first time this year, we're going to have a drumming group that plays Brazilian drums. We also will have the Tambour du Patrimoine and the Richmond community, Filipino community group, who are going to be putting on a show, as well as Daphne and Lindsay Moremoris, who are local students from the high school who are great singers. So that will take you to just before the parade. Then you can line up. The parade starts at 2 o'clock, and it follows the traditional route going down Craig Street and along Main Street. And we will have horses, floats, marchers, bands, happy, happy sounds. And I expect there'll probably be more Canadian flags this year, given some of the broader world events that we're living through.
Mm-hmm.
Once the parade is over, then people can wrap up the day with a dance at the community center. And it's called dances. So there's a caller. Donna Zubrick will do the calling. And there are three fabulous musicians, live music that'll be playing. And it's a great price. It's only $10 for adults and free for any child under 12. So it's a great family event and fun for everyone.
Mm-hmm, definitely. A lot of people have signed up for the parade already.
I can't tell you how many signed up yet. This is a little early, but I'm sure every year there are hundreds. I'm sure that will be the case. And then there are thousands who line the streets to cheer.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Any food vendors, selling any type of Irish foods or anything at the event?
Well, there are a couple of things going on during the month. So on this coming Saturday, there's a corned beef and pork roast supper. And then on the last weekend, on the 22nd and the 23rd, there's a tribute to the Irish with an Irish tea, which is taking place at the South Durham United Church. That's at 1 o'clock on Saturday, the 22nd. And that's also a lovely, lovely afternoon. They have a number of musicians and storytellers and sometimes a comedian or two. And then they serve this wonderful tea of sandwiches and desserts. It's just all prepared by volunteers. And then the festival wraps up on Sunday, the 23rd, with the St. Patrick's Day brunch, which is at the Canadian Legion on College Street.
Okay, it sounds like a lot of fun. Do you know if there's a lot of people in Richmond who have Irish ancestors?
Oh, you know, around St. Patrick's Day, everyone is Irish.
True. How did you get involved with the St. Patrick's Society and the festival, Kathleen?
Oh, born into it. My parents, my grandparents, my great-grandparents have all been active in it. It's been a lifelong thing. I don't remember not being part of it. It started that early.
Okay. Do you have a favorite memory or a tradition from any past celebrations?
Oh, the sense of community. You know, it's like many Irish events. There's often a bit of sadness, and there's also lots of laughter and joy. So it's much like the music. It can be very, very sad, and it can be very, very joyful. And you always have a sense of the past and either events that can be very moving. And there's also this wild exuberance. Life is wonderful. Let's enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like the festival does a really good job of bringing together the Irish and the non-Irish members of the community.
Oh, it's totally participatory, open to everyone. You know, the people who are leading the parade, one year the flag carriers included somebody who was a descendant of Irish and French heritage. There was a son of Dutch immigrants. There was, it's totally universal.
Mm-hmm. That is wonderful, definitely wonderful for the community. Lots of volunteers. Are you still looking for volunteers too?
We have lots of volunteers and a wonderful group of people who step up. And this year, I'd say there are more volunteers than ever. For a lot of the community events, it's people who've come forward and said, we'd like to organize this, and it's been just wonderful. But where people would want to take note is in 2027, so 2 years from now, we will be celebrating the 150th anniversary of the St. Pat Society. And we would like to do a really big celebration for that. So we'd love to have more volunteers step up with ideas and suggestions and talent and time to pull that one off. So if anybody, I mean, either contact me or send an email to richmondstpat@hotmail.com, and we would receive them with open arms and they would be so welcome.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Sounds exciting. My goodness. So that is obviously one of the hopes for the future of the festival in a couple of years then.
Yes. And really, so it's March 2027, but really the work for it has to begin in early 26.
Mm-hmm, I can understand that. Yeah, a lot of planning goes into these events. Okay. People, where can they find some more information about the festival and the schedule?
Yes, so there's lots of information on the website at richmondstpat.org. And they can also go on Richmond St. Pat's Facebook, and there will be posts there for each one of the events as they come out. The other thing I'd like to mention is, so the volunteers are absolutely key. This wouldn't happen without the wonderful volunteers. But we also have some very important partners and sponsors who provide financial support, which also makes it possible. And in particular, the Government of Canada has been a huge support to us over the years. The local municipalities, and there are four local municipalities who all contribute to it. The Centre d'Art has been an excellent partner and a joy to work with. And there are another 20 local organizations that also provide financial support, including Desjardins, the Townshippers. So it's just, we're very, 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 very grateful to all of these.
I would imagine it is quite costly to put on the event. A lot of the events are free at the festival too, I guess.
Yes, exactly. We try to make this as open to everyone as we can.
Anything else you'd like to tell us about the St. Patrick's Festival coming up, Kathleen?
The festival has been really important in building a sense of community. And I think at the times we're living through, this is more important than ever. Come together as a community, celebrate, be joyful, appreciate the wonderful talent that is local. We'll all feel better for it.
Well, thanks so much, Kathleen Keenan, for the Richmond St. Patrick's Society, the festival. It's coming up soon. It starts in March, and it's for the whole month. So thanks again, and all the best on all the events, Kathleen.
Thank you, and the same to you.
And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about Irish herbs. These herbs have been used for health and wellness, many of which have been used for centuries. These herbs are used for health and wellness, and many have been used for centuries in folk medicine. Number one, nettle. Health benefits: rich in iron and vitamins, nettle is known for boosting energy, improving circulation, and supporting kidney function. It's also great for reducing inflammation and easing seasonal allergies. It's often consumed as a tea or soup. The next one, dandelion. Benefits: a natural detoxifier, dandelion supports liver health, aids digestion, and acts as a mild diuretic. How it's used: tea, salads, and tinctures. Meadowsweet. Known as nature's aspirin, meadowsweet contains salicylates that help relieve pain and inflammation. It's also soothing for digestive issues. It's infused as a tea or used in herbal remedies for joint pain. Yarrow, health benefits, traditionally used for wound healing. Yarrow is also known for its ability to support circulation, ease menstrual cramps, and reduce fever. It's used as a tea, poultice, or a tincture. Chickweed. Known for its cooling and anti-inflammatory properties, chickweed is great for skin conditions like eczema and rashes. It's applied as a salve or consumed in salads. Wood sorrel. Rich in vitamin C, wood sorrel was used historically to prevent scurvy. It also aids digestion and has mild diuretic properties. It's added to soups, salads, or brewed into tea. Mugwort, known to support digestion, relieve menstrual discomfort, and enhance dreams and relaxation. It's used in tea or smudging for relaxation. Valerian, a powerful sleep aid and stress reliever. Valerian has been used in Irish herbal medicine for centuries. It's used in a tea or a tincture for sleep support. These herbs have been used in Irish folk medicine for generations and continue to be valued for their natural healing properties.
A long time ago, when the earth was green and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen, they'd run around free while the earth was being born. But the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn.
Now God seen some sinning and it gave him pain, and he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey, brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo and take some of them
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn.
Old Noah was there to answer the call. He finished up making the ark just as the rain started falling. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I got you
green alligators and long-necked geese,
some Humpty Beckhamers and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, I'm so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn.
Then Noah looked out through the driving rain. Them unicorns were hiding, playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns.
There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees.
Noah cried, close the door, 'cause the rain is pouring, and we just can't wait for no unicorn. The ark started moving, it drifted with the tide. Then unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried. And the waters came down and sort of floated them away. And that's why you never seen a unicorn to this very day. You'll see
green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
And that was the Irish Rovers, and the song is called The Unicorn, here on The Townships at 12. You're listening to The Townships at 12 with me, your host, Maureen. Next up, if you're looking for some activities to do during the March break next week, consider the Park Gorge in Quaticook. Next up, I will be talking with Josie Petit from the park, and she will talk about all the winter fun activities going on at the Gorge in Quaticook.
Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm very pleased to welcome Josie Petit to the Townships at 12. Now, Josie will be talking about the Gorge, the park in Quaticook, and she's also responsible for another park or organization. Would you like to explain, Josie?
Yes, all the teams, we are a few members who just take charge of Parc de la Gorge Quaticook and offer a lot of activities. And also the Parc Découverte Nature, who is like 15 minutes from the Parc de la Gorge. And at this place, you can do fishing. So we offer a few activities at those two places.
Okay, a lot of fun. Now, most people know about the Forest Illumina in the summer at the Gorge Park, but you have some activities coming up this winter, too, during the March break. Would you like to talk about the activities coming up at the Gorge?
With pleasure. We have so much activities that this is why this is a perfect place to go, because we have something for everyone. So if you like to do winter hiking, we have it. If you better like to do snowshoeing, or we also have snow scooter, which is very popular, and escape game. But during the spring break, we have dog sledding. So this is very nice. And we have them from March 1 to 4. So this is a 15-minute experience. And when you buy your ticket to do dog sledding, you also have access to all the winter hiking, the ice skating, and other activities. So this is nice and not expensive. So this is a nice way to enjoy the spring break.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Is this the first year this is happening, or has that been going on for a while?
It's been going on for a few years, but we changed the name of it because we used to organize some events, and since maybe like two or three years, we were with another name, but this time we are with the Saturday meetup. So this is why we have a few events in February for everybody. And since the last event is the start of the spring break, this is why we offer a few activities. And this Saturday, we also have a sugar shack on the site, and also a storytelling around the fire. So it's a nice way to start the break.
Okay, definitely. I hope the weather is good too. Any guided activities or special workshops for kids?
No, you just have to be there. It's at 1:30 in the afternoon. And all the activities are most of the time, this Saturday it starts at 1, but it ends at 4. But you can come during the day, and for the dog sledding, you can come all day. I recommend to make reservation on the website because it is very popular, so you're sure to have the right time that the time that you wish for. So I will recommend to do it. But it's very nice for everybody. There's this, you do the activity by yourself, but everything is web indicated. It's nice and it's easy, so you don't need a guide.
Okay, that's good. Any nighttime activities or mostly during the day?
Everything is during the day because with the sun, it goes down very fast. So we prefer to do it during the day. And if you like a special activity, you can go also do ice fishing during the day at Parc des Couvertes Nature. So this is a nice way to do a unique experience. And you don't have to bring any equipment. We give you all the equipment that you need to do the ice fishing.
No, that's pretty neat. What is the cost?
For this one, for an adult, it's $23. But you, after that, you just go back with your fish at home and your supper is ready, because when you finish the activity, the fish are ready to cook. So it's a nice way to just have a nice ending day. And for the Parc de la Gorge de Quaticook, it depends on what activities you choose to do. If you choose to do some hiking, it's around like maybe $10. And if you want to do the dog sliding, depending if you like to be sit on or if you like to drive, it's between $20 and $40.
Okay, that's reasonable. Now, are these special activities that usually the park isn't open during the winter? Is that correct?
We are open in the winter. People don't know it because they think about us in the summer, but we also are open during the winter. And this one, we are so lucky because we have so much snow. Everything is beautiful and everything is accessible, so it's very nice.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of hiking that goes on the winter on a regular basis, I guess,
too. Yeah.
Okay, that's yes. Really interesting to know. So I would imagine the Gorge Park, it benefits the local community and businesses of Quaticook, too.
Yes, some people, it's kind of, this is their playground because they can came and they have some special feast for them, and it's nice because it just makes them go outside and everything is near, and we have so much activity. So if you like to just walk around and have a easy walk, it's accessible. But if you want to do something more, we have it too. So it's the local love our place.
Okay, definitely. Any food vendors on the park site or warming stations for people to take a break?
Yes, we have at the reception, we have a fireplace that you can just rest there, and you can just grab a few collations, a few things to eat. And this March, we have the sugar shack during the afternoon, but the rest of the time we have poutine and we have some things like that. So, or you can bring your lunch. If you like to bring it, there's no problem. We have tables that you can sit there and enjoy.
Okay, that's really neat. Now, except for dressing warm, anything else that visitors should bring with them when they come?
No, they can even bring their dog. So there's no problem. We want all the family at the park. So that you bring everything, everyone, and we will be very pleased to welcome you.
Okay, that sounds good. And they should reserve and find out all the different activities on the website. And to go to the website is...
it's gorgedequaticook.qc. Sorry for my English, but it's gorgedequaticook.qc.ca. So you just go there, or just go on the Google and write Parc de la Gorge de Quaticook, and you will find us. We will be easy to find.
Okay, and people can reserve on site for the different activities, I guess, then.
Yes, you can come at the park if you don't have any reservation for the winter hiking or something like that. But if you wish to do the dog sledding, this one I will recommend, but the other one you can just came and choose what you want to do.
Okay, that sounds good. Anything that we missed, Jose?
No, everything is covered, and I wish to see you there.
Okay, definitely. Well, thanks very much, Jose Petit, talking about the different activities at the Gorge Park. So something to do during the March break. So thanks very much, and all the best.
Thank you, you too.
I'd like to thank my guest on the show today in the first half hour, Executive Director Matthew Farfan, for the Quebec Anglophone Heritage Network. Check out their website. Lots of things going on with them. And in the second half of today's show, Kathleen Keenan for the St. Patrick's Society of Richmond. The fun and activities start this weekend, and also in the second half hour today, José Petit for telling us about all the fun winter activities happening at the Park Gorge in Quaticook. Bring the family to the park and make some fun memories during the March break. I want to thank everybody for listening today and wish everyone a fun March break for next week. The Townships at 12 will also take a short hiatus next week, and I will be back with a new show on March 11th. But if you missed part of today's show, it will be repeated tomorrow, Friday, and it will be up on our website later today under the Shows tab. We will finish today's show with a song by Alyssa Cara, Go Outside.
And stepping at my ceiling, I've been on, just give me something with some feeling. Tapping up, just take me down and call it even. Paint some light on my face. Lonely in LA, I'm such a cliche. Is it worse or is it me? Please.